Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we've got Phyllis Martin here, ladies and gentlemen. She's our good friend and longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of Word Watchers Handbooks, a handbook, I should say, a deletionary of the most abused and misused words. She's the author of a number of books, including a couple of novel. Her husband's also a novelist. He's it's a family of writers, folks. And also quips, quotes, and savvy sayings. She's an HR professional. She's a radio talk show host. She's a columnist. She's a Renaissance woman, basically. Phyllis Martin, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. Good to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Phyllis. And I always like having you here because you always teach me things that I know I shouldn't say. And and I was telling the audience a minute ago that one of the things you help us do is you help us cut out words that when we say them sometimes we don't realize probably that we're saying them, but to other people, especially people like a prospect, a new customer, somebody new that could be an influence in our lives, our businesses. You know, if we use the wrong word, they look at us and they say, I thought he was smarter than that.
Oh, yes. And so they don't think he's very smart about his business, unfortunately.
Yeah. So what do you got for us today?
Well, I've been, as I told you, I've been picking lemons ever since the last time we talked, and I've been asking some of my smarter friends, because I learn from them, too. Mm-hmm. Mary Sanders was listening to someone talking, someone who's running for office, about the electoral college.
Electoral college?
Yes, instead of electoral college.
Right.
And she said right away she lost some respect for that person.
There's no I in electoral, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. And she said it was her candidate, by the way. And she said she really was upset about it.
Oh, her candidate, the politician she was thinking about voting for called it the electoral candidate.
Right. Yeah. And he also said he misused the word comparable. He said comparable, I think.
Comparable.
And so that's...
Well, now, you know, I might give somebody a pass on that one. That's like, I say advertisement, but some people say advertisement, which I disagree with that, but I might give them a pass on that, Phyllis. What do you think?
I think I'd give him a pass on that. It wouldn't have bothered my ears. And I think the reason it bothered Mary's was that she had already heard the Electoral College.
Oh, it was the same person?
Same person.
Ah.
So her ears were really... she had ear sores from that.
Right. Well, yeah, that's unfortunate. All right, what else?
Well, I talked to a friend of mine, Lou Mizell, who goes to some very fancy restaurants. Uh-huh. And he said it bothered him, not terribly, but he wondered why the owner didn't teach the servers not to say, "Are you done?" instead of "Have you finished?"
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he said it wouldn't have bothered him in the little, as he called it, hash house that he usually attended.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a very fancy restaurant, and he noticed it.
Well, I went to a nice restaurant once, and the waitress said, came by and said, "Your food will be right up."
Oh, will food be ready? Yes.
Your food, yeah, exactly. I mean, all she had to do was say, "I'll check on your entrees now," or something like that. But you know, when people go to a nice place, you expect a little atmosphere. I mean, think about it. The food probably at that restaurant may not have been a whole lot better than your friend's hash house, but if you go there for a little ambiance, a little environment there, you expect the human beings to act the same way, don't you?
Oh, right.
You expect them to act as if...
My ears just got something else. Did you just say human beings?
I said human beings, yes.
Oh, I like that, because that's another one that someone pointed out to me, and it doesn't bother me particularly, but human is an adjective, and being is what you are adjective, mm-hmm. what you are, what I want to say, describing.
So you're saying that saying human beings is not correct.
Human beings is correct.
Is correct.
When
okay.
you say the humans, those who are fussy about language won't like it. It's human
oh, they won't
beings.
Like it if I just say humans.
Right.
So they won't like it. They won't like it when I say something that I like to say, which is Phyllis. The problem with humanity is the humans.
Oh, you're well. That way, I think you need to say humans.
Would that work?
I think that would work. But the very fussy ones would like you to say human beings because the human does modify beings.
Well, I like to use the word. I like human beings because I like to use that term for some reason. But I don't use Homo sapien very much, but sometimes I do.
I don't think I've used it, but it's in my reading vocabulary.
Well, the back to the thing about services. See, this is important. These are important things to point out, Phyllis, for our employees who are waiting on customers. I mean, we've got small business owners their customers are discriminating. Our customers are discriminating, and
well,
here's
they
why.
Are.
Here's why. They know they can get the hash somewhere else, and they can get it cheaper. They can get that hash cheaper somewhere else, but they come to us for special things. They come to us for customization. They come to us for technical assistance. They come to us because we save them time. We don't necessarily save them money. It's not a small business owner's job to save them money. It's our job to save them time, to give them customization. And you know, Phyllis, when today people what people want today is anywhere from a little bit more to everything. And when they come to us for that, the people who do that, I believe, are more discriminating than everybody else. And those people, I believe, expect you to speak well.
Oh, I think they do. And I know that you do something with your associates, and I think that's so good. You correct each other, and you have freedom to do it.
Well, yeah, you just say, did you? You know, you might say, and depending on who they are, you can have a little fun with it. You can say, or you said something. You said it to me a minute ago, and my wife and I will say this to each other. We'll say, did you just say so and so?
Right.
Or my favorite thing is, how do you spell that?
Oh yeah.
You know, if somebody will say something a little off the wall like that, you say, "How do you spell that?" And especially if it's a colloquialism, and you can have a little fun with that. But it's a learning process. We all have to get a little smarter, ladies and gentlemen. We always do. When Phyllis Martin joins us, we're going to take a quick break. We got more words that grate on our ears and things we need to correct. Right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us.
I'm the great pretender, pretending that I'm doing well.
That's Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the lead singer of the Platters. That's from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Phyllis Martin, the author of Quips, Quotes, and Savvy Sayings, and also Word Watcher's Handbook, and also Return to Chipping Sodbury, which is an outstanding novel that Phyllis wrote. And I also like, the title of Bruce's book is Killing is Murder. Is that right, Phyllis?
Right. One of his books. He's written
one of
three.
His books. He's written many. Okay. So, now how can we tell us how we can find your books? Let's give Bruce a plug.
Well, actually, the easiest way is Amazon.com.
Right.
And I'm happy to tell you that Quips, Quotes, and Savvy Sayings did get a 5-star rating.
Wow.
And I put that title on it to catch attention, but in the body of the book, there is a mini lesson on words, and I call it Word Watch. And you could read that, and I think if you make any mistakes, you might discover them there.
Right. Good for you. Well, and we appreciate you making that available. That's Quips, Quotes, and Savvy Sayings, and all that can be found at Amazon. Phyllis Martin. Also look for Bruce Martin. I like telling him about Bruce's books, too.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Phyllis, back to what we were talking about our employees. You know, our employees come from lots of different walks of life. We have people who you know, come from a lot of different education backgrounds. They're a lot of different parts of the region. We hire people who have lots of different abilities, especially in terms of the language. And it's not that you're trying to make somebody over, but you know, even people who are being served by our employees, you may not get anything taken off if your delivery person doesn't have great language, doesn't speak it really well. But you'll have a lot of pluses if they do speak well, I think.
Oh, exactly.
You'll get a lot of attaboys, I think, if they do. And again, it has to be handled well. You can't just make somebody think that you're trying to make them over. But I do think we all have an obligation to help each other get better and to grow and to speak better and to communicate better.
Oh, I liked it. And you said help each other, because sometimes your employees can tell you about the mistakes.
Absolutely. Well, you may not realize that you're saying something. One of the richest men I know says Pacific instead of specific.
Oh. And many
I have to tell you, I haven't gotten up the nerve to correct him yet.
I guess not. Well, I will
one day.
I don't like to correct people. I like to open the way so they can correct themselves.
Yeah, I haven't figured that out yet. I haven't figured out how to get that one done yet.
We'll try.
There you go. One of the things, Phyllis, I think that I'd like to encourage people to do is listen to people that you admire. Let me correct myself, folks. Listen to people whom you admire. I said that you admire. You should always say who for a person, not that. And so
great.
Listen to people whom you admire, and listen to how they speak and how they talk. One of the ways I've learned, whatever I've learned about writing, Phyllis, I've learned from reading the people that what people write, whom I admire.
Right, and you have a wonderful proofreader, by the way.
Thanks.
You do. I don't find typos in your work.
But when it goes through a lot of filters here, but the thing is that you know, try to find people that you think can learn from, but you have to put a mirror up in front of yourself, don't you? You have to say, wait a minute, you know, whenever you say things. I guess what I'm trying to say is some people don't realize that they're saying these words, and they need to look at themselves, and they need others to help them. Loving mirrors. Oh. A friend of mine, Noah St. John, calls them loving mirrors.
Oh, I like that. And when we talk about words, it's not always incorrect words, but words that we use over and over and over. Words such as just. I listened to someone make a brief announcement. The announcement was brief, but he managed to put 12 justs in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, oh, isn't that too bad?
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Or, you know.
Or basically, I remember, and I'm guilty of this, we were counting them when a teacher said basically to see how many she said.
How many times you hear people say actually.
That's true.
But the worst one, and you get this from people who serve you, especially waiters and waitresses, the term that I hate, and I hate this with everything, folks, and that is no problem.
Oh, I hate that.
I just can't stand that.
How much
if you're serving me, if you're waiting on me, it's understood that it's not a problem.
Right. And
that's your job. Let's get that off the table.
Let them say, with pleasure.
Yeah. I know I brought this up before, but that's one of my big pet
peeves. It's one of mine, too.
Phyllis, did you know gazillion is now in the dictionary?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they're going to put gazillion in the dictionary. How much is a gazillion?
Oh, I don't know.
At some point in time, I mean, when do they? I don't know. I know that they add a bunch of words in the dictionary every year, but gazillion is now in the vernacular.
Oh, and we need to know, Jim, that not everything in the dictionary is correct. The dictionary reports usage; it doesn't arbitrate it.
But that's what it's become, hasn't it?
It has.
It used to be an instruction book. Now it's a commentary.
It's a report.
The book is called Word Watchers Handbook and Quips, Quotes, and Savvy Sayings, both by Phyllis Martin. Phyllis, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Oh, thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Phyllis Martin,
ladies and gentlemen, cannot do without her. I'll be right back with Don Wilson right after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.